Welcome everyone to Let's Talk Packaging. I'm your host, Alec, and this is the show where we unbox the science, safety, and strategy behind everything that holds your food. And today we've got a fantastic guest in the studio. He's the guy companies call when they're staring at a mountain of regulations and have no idea where to start. Please welcome Eric, a top consultant in compliance and food safety. Eric, thanks for being here.
Alec, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I promise to make compliance sound at least a little exciting today.
That's a high bar, my friend, but I have faith. We brought you in because there's this huge invisible risk that a lot of brands, especially growing ones, don't think about until it's too late: their packaging supplier.
It's the monster under the bed for so many businesses. Your brand reputation really does sit on a knife edge.
A knife's edge, I like that. Because one little slip-up, one contaminated container, and suddenly the customer isn't mad at some company they've never heard of. They're furious with your brand.
Exactly. Your name is on the box. They trusted you. And that trust can evaporate overnight. We're talking a cascade of horror. Sales tank, your reputation is in tatters.
And the supplier who caused it all is just moved on to the next client, leaving you to clean up a mess.
That's the brutal truth. And it often happens because there's a gap between what's legally required and what's actually safe.
Right. So let's talk about that gap. Most people assume if something is for sale, it meets all the safety standards. What's the difference between basic FDA compliance and what you'd call comprehensive safety?
That's a great question. Basic FDA compliance is the legal minimum. It says the materials used won't poison people. It's the floor, not the ceiling.
Okay.
A manufacturer can meet those legal standards with some basic paperwork, maybe a little training, but with no real outside checks to verify their systems are robust.
Though it's like a driver who technically follows the speed limit but has no idea how to parallel park without causing a five-car pileup.
That's a perfect analogy. They're not breaking the law, but you wouldn't trust them with your new car. That gap is where brands get burned. They might not have strong traceability, so in a recall, they can't figure out where the problem came from.
So how do brands protect themselves? How do they find a supplier who knows how to parallel park, metaphorically speaking?
Well, that's where something called SQF certification comes in.
SQF. Break that down for us.
It stands for Safe Quality Food. It's a globally recognized program that goes way beyond basic compliance. It's not just about the materials. It's about the entire quality management system. It requires documented procedures for everything: trend analysis, managing customer complaints, detailed specifications, the works. It's the difference between a high school final exam and defending your doctoral thesis.
Wow. But here's the part I find interesting. It's completely voluntary, right?
That's the key. Nobody is forcing these companies to do it, although many big food brands are now requiring it from their suppliers. But for the supplier, it's a choice.
So it's a massive amount of work and effort that they don't legally have to do. That seems to signal a pretty serious commitment.
It's a huge signal. It tells you this company isn't just trying to avoid getting sued. They are proactively investing in being the best and safest partner they can be.
You said investing. I hear investing, I think money. This has to be expensive, right?
Oh, it's a significant financial commitment. Let's just talk about the audit fees. Annually, you're looking at anywhere from $5,000 to over $10,000 per facility.
Per facility. So a company with five plants could be spending $30,000 a year just to have someone come and check their work?
At least. And that's before you factor in the biggest cost: people. You need to hire a dedicated full-time SQF practitioner at every single location. These aren't interns. They're trained professionals who live and breathe this stuff all year long.
So it's not just a binder that sits on a shelf. It's a living, breathing part of the company. What does that process even look like, getting certified for the first time?
It's intense. First, you have to do a gap assessment, basically a brutally honest look in the mirror to see where you fall short of the SQF standards.
Okay.
Then comes the training, and it's for everyone, from the CEO down to the person who sweeps the floors. Even visitors get a rundown. Everyone has to understand their role in food safety.
I love that. It creates a total culture of safety.
It does. And then the documentation. This is what separates the serious players. You have to create detailed food safety plans, quality procedures, and policies. There's no room for, you know, we'll figure it out later. It has to be precise.
And I heard the audits can be a bit unpredictable.
That's one way to put it. Certification is on a 3-year cycle, and part of that includes unannounced audits.
A pop quiz.
Exactly. It's like Gordon Ramsay showing up in your kitchen to inspect it, but hopefully with less shouting. It keeps you on your toes and proves your systems are working every single day, not just on inspection day.
So it's hard, it's expensive, and it's a constant effort. What's the big payoff? Why do smart manufacturers put themselves through this?
Well, the biggest reason is access to top-tier customers. Many major food brands simply will not work with a packaging supplier that isn't certified. It's a non-negotiable part of their own risk mitigation program.
So it's a key to unlock bigger doors.
Absolutely. The type of food also really matters. If you're packaging ready-to-eat foods, dairy or meat products, things with a higher contamination risk, certification becomes almost essential to compete.
That makes sense.
And then there's a third group of manufacturers, and these are the ones you really want to find. They see certification as part of their company's DNA. They would invest in these safety systems whether a customer asked for it or not.
Because they believe it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. For them, it's about integrity. They believe food safety deserves a serious, proactive commitment, not just ticking the minimum legal boxes. And that's the kind of partner that lets a brand owner sleep at night.
Okay, this has been incredibly insightful. Let's bring it home for our listeners. If I'm a business owner or a procurement manager and I'm listening right now, what's my action plan? What are the concrete steps I should take when evaluating a new packaging supplier?
Great question. I'd call it the Supplier Safety Evaluation Blueprint. It's pretty straightforward.
Let's hear it.
First, just ask the question directly. Are you SQF certified? And if they say yes, ask to see the current certificate. A certified company will be proud to show you. If they hesitate, that's a red flag. Don't just take their word for it. Verify. Step 2 is to verify independently. You can go right to the SQF database online and check their status yourself. Trust, but verify.
I like it. What's next?
Third, test their systems. When you visit their facility, ask them to walk you through their lot tracking process. Give them a hypothetical recall scenario. A truly certified company should be able to pinpoint an affected batch almost instantly.
Put them on the spot. See if they can back up the talk.
Right. Fourth, review their paperwork. Ask for sample certificates of analysis or their recall procedures. Quality documentation makes your own compliance and audit so much easier.
Okay, so check the certificate, verify online, test their traceability, and review the doc. What if a supplier isn't certified? Is it an automatic no?
Not necessarily, but you have to do more homework. That's the backup plan. You need to dig deep into their internal food safety programs. Look at their training records, their internal audit results. Some suppliers have very robust systems without the official certificate, but the burden of proof is on them to show you.
So the certification just makes it a whole lot easier to know you're working with someone who takes safety as seriously as you do.
That's the bottom line. You're paying a bit more, but you're not just buying a plastic container. You're buying peace of mind. You're buying a partner who is betting thousands of dollars every year that their safety systems will protect your brand.
That's a powerful way to put it. Eric, this has been fantastic. You managed to make compliance and certification genuinely interesting. Thank you so much for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure, Alec. It was fun.
That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we continue to unbox the stories behind the packaging. Stay safe out there.